This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Two North Texas universities recently decided to suspend their evening law school programs. The schools, SMU and Texas A&M in Fort Worth, cite dwindling enrollment. The decision comes at a time when law students around the country struggle to find jobs in their field while shouldering a lot of debt. I spoke to SMU and A&M about why prospective evening law students are thinking twice. When Jennifer Collins was a law student, she says things were different. To motivated but indecisive students, studying law seemed like a solid path to success.
They didn't enjoy organic chemistry, so decided medical school wasn't for them, and they went to law school instead.
Today, Collins is the dean of SMU's Dedman School of Law.
Now what we're seeing is students who are much more careful in making the decision and really are excited about the practice of law and are not just coming because they're not sure what else to do.
That could be one reason why fewer North Texans are enrolling in evening law programs. Declining interest in enrollment recently led SMU and Texas A&M to stop admitting new students to their evening programs. Collins says students who already have a career, the most common type of evening law student, are wondering whether it makes financial sense to take on loan debt and switch careers, especially now with recent press like this.
The average law student nationwide leaves school owing more than $100,000.
Many of the people who are going to law school right now are never going to be lawyers.
We're not creating more real lawyer jobs. We're just decreasing the supply of would-be lawyers.
Andrew Morris is dean of Texas A&M University School of Law. He says the media's definitely played a part in students' decisions.
Whether they're right or not is another question, but the negative publicity about the legal job market seems to have had a disproportionate impact on evening part-time students because they already have a job and they're thinking, well, why should I go to school to get a new job if the new job's not necessarily there.
Morris says before Texas A&M decided to cut its evening program, it hired a research firm to look at why fewer people were applying. The report highlighted a new player on the scene, UNT Dallas College of Law, which opened a couple of years ago. Location matters. A&M's law school is in Fort Worth. Morris says researchers found most people applying to the evening program were in Dallas. When it came down to it, they just didn't want to drive to Fort Worth for class after a day's work.
Overall, applications nationally have been down basically since 2008. And as a result of that, that decline has actually hit harder second career people who are less inclined to go to law school now than they were in the past.
While evening programs are suffering, Texas A&M's traditional daytime law program is thriving. SMU Law School Dean Jennifer Collins sees the same on her campus. This year, applications to SMU's School of Law rose almost 8%, compared to the nationwide average of nearly 2%.
We are so lucky to be located in Dallas with its economy and all the job opportunities that are still here. And so lots of students want to come take advantage of the opportunities that we offer.
In fact, Collins sees a new trend among students enrolled in evening classes.
Many of our students who start that way decide they want to convert and be full-time students because rather than continuing to work in a job that may not advance their legal career, what they want to do is finish their law school education more quickly and be getting legal experience.
While no new students will be admitted to SMU's and A&M's evening law programs, university officials say current evening students will still be able to earn their final credits. Stella Chavez, KERA News.